little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Laura, thank you very much for coming in today. On the phone, we talked a little bit about what was going on.
Yep.
And you very kindly agreed to come and have your consultation recorded.
Yep.
Could you tell me a little bit about what the problems have been?
About 2 weeks leading up to getting a period, I have really bad back pains, mm-hmm. In the lower back. Quite a lot of, I would say, heavy cramps leading right up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for about a week, maybe it's 10 days after the period, I still have the same symptoms,
mm-hmm.
but I get a heavy bloating.
Okay.
Like really, really bad bloating, which obviously subsides once the period's finishing off. But it's obviously the lead up to the period, which is the worst.
So you've got period symptoms in the lead up to your period, yeah. symptoms during the period,
and then
at the end of the period, yeah. you're okay for...
It's sort of... I bleed for maybe 5 or 6 days, but I would say it goes on for about 10 days.
Okay.
And then...
Things are better.
Goes, yeah.
And then you're absolutely fine in yeah. between times?
Yeah.
For how many days before it starts again?
It's really regular, so it's normally the 11th of every month.
Yeah.
I've sort of got it too.
Yeah.
So until it's due again and then it starts again.
So how many days do you get free of symptoms?
Where are we? So maybe it's only, I would say maybe a week, 2 weeks, mm. and then it all sort of starts over again.
Okay. So not quite typical premenstrual
No,
symptoms.
I don't know if it's down to just having, obviously, 6 months after having the baby, if things are
yeah
up in the air.
So
the
baby's now 6 months
yep.
old.
Yeah.
You're getting on okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, aside from these cyclical symptoms that you're experiencing, mm-hmm. that you were wanting to talk about, was amitriptyline.
Yeah.
And amitriptyline you're using to help you with...
Trying to go to sleep on a night okay. because of everything that's been going on.
Yeah, you've had a lot of traumas in your life.
Yeah.
Is it okay if we talk about those on recording at the moment?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So a lot of our people in your life.
Yeah.
And your partner's no longer with you now.
No.
So that was all related to the traumas that you were going
yeah.
through?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the amitriptyline's helped you with your sleep?
It has, yes. Yeah. Apart from, I would say, the last sort of week.
Yeah.
It's not working
not
as much.
Not as good as it
yeah.
has been.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've been on it for how long now?
6 months.
6 months, as long as that, yeah. yeah. Okay. And that was mostly for sleep.
Yeah.
Can I just check where things are at with your mood and how you're coping with things?
Obviously, around period time, everything seems to be a little bit worse because I think your hormones sort of
mm-hmm.
make you go a little bit more emotional. But things are a little bit worse personally. So
yeah.
I think that's why for the last week or so, the tablets haven't worked as well as they have been.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit more stressed and a bit more agitated and anxious
okay.
with everything.
Okay. Are you comfortable to talk about that at the moment?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Could you tell me a bit more about that?
What's sort of been going on?
Mm.
Obviously, the dad's had nothing to do with the baby since he was 10 days old,
mm.
But decided he wanted to now take part, mm. which was fine. The contact that I offered him, he doesn't want. He wants to take baby away for mm. weekends and baby doesn't know who he is.
No.
He's only been with me. So he's decided to take it to a solicitor. So I've had to get a solicitor.
Okay.
And it's sort of back and forth. But at the moment, he hasn't responded to the last letter that was sent. So we're just sort of waiting to see how it goes, really. So
legal involvement,
yeah.
the contact issues are
yeah.
all really put a stress
yeah.
and strain on you.
Yeah.
Are you getting support yourself?
Yes, I've got my mum, my dad,
yeah.
and my family. Yeah.
And obviously legal support and financially things are okay for you as well.
Well, I don't get financial help with that side of it, so it's a bit of a struggle as well. So.
Yeah. Are you working at the moment?
No, I lost my job when I found
yeah.
out I was pregnant.
Okay. So where's your money coming from at the moment?
I've had to claim benefits. I've never had to do it before, so I don't know what I'm entitled to and what I'm not. At the minute, it's covering what baby needs, so...
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're getting some benefits,
yep.
but if you want to investigate what other benefits
yeah.
that you're entitled to,
yeah.
then you can get support from a local organisation just around the corner who also come to the practice twice a week called SHARP.
Right.
Which is Shiny Advice and Resource Project.
Right.
That you can talk to them
oh,
in the
brilliant.
First instance.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll signpost
yeah.
you to some useful
just,
ways of making
yeah.
sure that you're maximising what you're
right.
getting.
Right, brilliant,
coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mood-wise, okay? Just a bit stressed?
Yeah, just a bit stressed and anxious, really, at the moment. But I think that sort of gets worse around that particular time of the month and then sort of eases off normally. But at the minute, everything's just a bit more intense than normal.
Stressed and not sleeping. So when you say not sleeping, this is the getting off to sleep that's difficult for you.
Yeah, I think the little one sleeps great. He's off to bed at 8 o'clock, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm still awake 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to double-check that one about your mood because I didn't really give you a chance to answer. Yeah. So happiness-wise, 10's a perfect score, not so diabolical that you'd kill yourself. Where would you be on that scale?
At the moment, I would say maybe it's an 8.
Okay, so you...
I try my hardest.
Your mood is okay.
Yeah. I try so hard to keep...
No thoughts of doing anything drastic?
No, God, no.
Like
no, nothing like that.
Okay. And your family is very supportive?
Oh, brilliant, they are.
Right. Well, that's really reassuring, okay. So something to tide you over while your sleep's not so good, you were thinking that we might address that.
Yeah.
Whatever we decide today may actually help with both issues, so we can come back to that.
Yeah.
But from the point of view of your amitriptyline, that helped, and you've not noticed any particular problems with it, side effects-wise?
No.
Okay. So one of your choices could be, I think we've talked before about CBT and things like that, they can help you to relax, and there's all sorts of relaxation techniques that I think we've touched upon before, which you could always revisit if you want to. But if you're wanting something just to tide you over a period where you're just not able to switch off, you potentially could increase your amitriptyline if you want to.
Right. The thing I had with that, I have took amitriptyline in the past before I had the baby, and I used to take 2 tablets and I would be out cold.
Yeah, maybe that's too much for you.
Yeah, so I'm a bit frightened to...
So what about 1 1/4?
Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have a try, maybe,
get a pill cutter from the pharmacy, and you can just take a little bit extra.
Yeah.
So take enough that it allows you to get off.
Yeah, it's just really to relax. I don't necessarily want, a full night's sleep. It's just more...
It's not affected you with the dryness of the mouth. It's just the drowsiness
Okay.
So just until it's right for you. And yes, you can fiddle about with that to your heart's content.
Okay.
And I'm quite happy to give you more of those if you want to.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah.
If your mood is getting on top of you, then do let me know. If you think
No. I think my mum quickly puts us into check.
So from what we talked about on the phone, I was wondering whether you might have premenstrual... symptoms generally,
right?
Because you mentioned the bloating, and you mentioned the discomfort that you're having as well.
Yeah, lots of pain.
But that's bloating.
It's not as bad as when the period starts. When the period starts, it's horrendous for 2 or 3 days. But building up, it's more like ache. It aches a lot and. Okay.
So my reason for asking you to have your consultation recorded was to see if we could share some possibilities with other people who are having premenstrual symptoms. Yep. Now, that might be mood changes.
Yep.
That's not you from what you're describing.
Yep.
But what you're getting is bloating premenstrually, and then you've got your period pain on top of it afterwards. So you've got a combination of symptoms that don't settle when your period comes along. And that's not characteristically premenstrual syndrome or anything.
Right.
But a lot of people will get what's called premenstrual syndrome, where they're actually finding they do get symptoms in the build-up to their period. Mm-hmm. And then when the period comes along, they feel an awful lot better.
Yeah.
And I was going to suggest or talk about some of those options.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional side of things doesn't come into it with you, and that's one of the predominant things that happens with premenstrual syndrome or premenstrual tension. So emotions fly a little bit high in that period of time. But I think that some of the things we're going to talk about will actually be helpful for patients who have premenstrual syndrome anyway.
Okay.
So you mentioned something on the phone about what you thought might work for you.
Yeah.
Perhaps you could remind me.
Well, I've been, obviously before baby, been on the mini pill for about 15 years.
Mm.
Worked great for me. I never had many problems. I had a little hiccup in the middle where I had a lot of bleeding at one point, but I was told just to persevere. And, you know, I did, and it never sort of came back.
Yeah.
And I never got any... I think I maybe had a couple of periods a year, but I never got any of the build-up or any of the pains or anything like that.
So that's one of the options that works really well for people that are getting cyclical symptoms. So the symptoms that seem to be in time with your period cycle. And if we get rid of the period cycle by doing something that's relatively safe for you,
yeah.
and the mini pill is very safe,
yeah.
I don't think we know that there's any particular problems with that.
Yeah.
Some women on the mini pill will find that they get some skin changes. Yeah. Some women will find they get some breast tenderness. And some women will find that they have mild nausea, but that's
right.
never been a problem to you. Yeah. And very few women actually complain of that to me, to be fair.
Okay.
The other thing that happens with mini pill users that you really need to be aware of is that your cycle will likely change.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always. So we do find about a third of women will find that their cycle doesn't change, that they still have a withdrawal bleed.
Okay.
You might get what you had before, which was a bit of an irregular bleed,
yeah.
where you have light, patchy, irregular bleeding, or you might have no periods at all.
Yeah.
From your experience before, you found that it stopped your cycle altogether yep. after a wee while.
Yep.
And that probably will be what happens again yep. if we use the same pill.
Okay.
Which pill did we use?
It was Cerazette.
Yeah, okay. So we give you something very similar.
Yep.
We give you Ceral, which is exactly yes, the same medication.
Yep. Right, yeah.
And that's an every single day one.
Yep.
Now, clearly, if you wanted to get pregnant, that's not the thing for us to be using
yep.
for you. But under this current circumstances, you're not looking to be getting no. pregnant anyway, so that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And you're not needing any contraception.
No.
But if you were needing contraception, as long as you're taking it regularly, then yeah. you've got protection anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But obviously it doesn't give you any protection against sexually transmissible infections.
No.
Should that be an issue, then
yeah.
barrier contraception should be used as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So that seemed like a very sensible choice for you because it's something that you have previously been happy with.
Yeah.
In fact, it was you that suggested it.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy to go along with that
yeah.
because it's low risk.
Yep. Yeah.
So quite happy to do that and happy to prescribe yeah. that for you today. But I also wanted just to talk through the other potential options
yeah.
of things that might help you and might work for other people who are wanting to do exactly what you do, which is to switch off your periods.
Yeah.
Or potentially to deal with symptoms that are linked to the cycle.
Yeah.
So is it okay if I go through a couple
yeah,
of those things
it is,
as well?
Yes, yeah.
Have you heard of anything else that will turn off your cycle?
No.
No, okay. Some women like to have not have to take a pill every day
yeah.
and prefer to have an injection that they have maybe every 12 weeks and sometimes a bit more frequently than that.
Okay.
And that can be slightly more reliable at turning off your period so that you don't have a withdrawal bleed.
Okay.
So usually there's some inconsistent bleeding in the first 3 months when you get that, but more reliably will you find that it'll stop your periods after you've had two or three of those injections. The downside of that choice would be that it seems to be linked with potentially thinning your bones.
Right.
Although we don't really know that that translates to broken bones in, a, yep. in later life, but okay. there is the potential for that.
Yep.
And someone will find that when they're on the depot injection for protecting them from getting pregnant or dealing with their cycle, that they may gain a bit of weight.
Okay.
So a lot of women prefer not to use that as a first choice.
Yeah.
But that's a possibility.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Some women who have painful periods
mm-hmm.
Will also choose to go down the route of the Marina coil, which is a slow-release progestin yeah. that goes inside of the womb. And that can be very effective at dealing with heavy, painful periods. Right. I know that's not particularly you, but you do yeah. have painful periods
yeah.
for the first 2 days.
Yep.
And that's a possible option for some ladies yeah. as well. But it wouldn't sort out your
no.
problem of premenstrual symptoms,
right.
although it might well deal with a lot of the symptoms you're getting at the time of your period.
Yeah.
But then you get symptoms
yep.
for several days after.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit unusual in that mm-hmm. respect. Okay. And premenstrual syndrome, where you get the bells and whistles of a woman who's up a height and very stressed and anxious and
yep.
often quite low,
mm-hmm.
then that can also respond to using medication to deal with the anxiety and stress symptoms.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've come across medications like fluoxetine.
I've had that in the past.
Yeah.
I didn't find it worked as well.
Yeah. And I'm not suggesting it
no,
for you at the moment no. because that doesn't sound like what
yeah.
you need. But that can be very helpful. And we can prescribe that
mm-hmm.
in the second half of the cycle. If predictably the second
right.
half of the cycle is going to be the time
yeah.
when you're going to have problems
mm-hmm.
with stress and anxiety and
yeah.
feeling low, and then usually with premenstrual syndrome you find all of a sudden your period comes on and that stops
mm-hmm.
and then you can stop the
yeah
the, either fluoxetine or sertraline or one of the citalopram, one of those medications will often be very helpful
right.
for dealing with those symptoms. So that's one of the other options.
Yeah.
There are other more natural, in inverted commas, treatments that are available for premenstrual syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this doesn't interest you at all because this is not what you've got, but I'm just going to go through that for the sake of completeness, if that's okay,
for
anybody that's listening in. And they're not so well evidence-based, but there is some evidence of, first of all, safety, and second of all, of helping substantially with the symptoms. So one of the options would be cognitive behavioural therapy. It's a type of talking therapy where we look at what you're thinking and how you're acting and how that influences the way that you feel emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
And that can be very helpful for women who've got premenstrual syndrome. Mm-hmm. Again, not you.
Yeah.
Exercise works surprisingly well.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's by distraction or whatever, or whether that's by making people feel better about themselves, that can often help too. Vitamin B6 is harmless and also potentially helpful. I think the evidence is not so great that it's a wonderful treatment, but at least it's safe.
Yeah.
And there is a herbal treatment as well. I don't know so much about this one, but is used as a herbal treatment. And some women find that is... it does relieve some of the symptoms. So it seems to be relatively safe.
Yeah.
I don't think we've come across any major problems with side effects or risk with that. But with it being a herbal treatment, I don't profess to be an expert in that area. Okay. Reflecting on what we've covered already, and particularly talking back about your own symptoms, having heard some of the other potential options, do you want to just talk a little bit about what you would like to do now?
I think because I had... no troubles with the mini pill. I think that will probably be my first choice, just to try again. I don't know if my body's maybe changed since having the baby, that it might not be the same as it used to be. But because I think I didn't have any troubles or any side effects or problems, that would probably be
good.
What I'd go for.
And what I would suggest that you do is that you use them for at least 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And then if you're not making any progress, then we talk again, either on the phone or face-to-face if you prefer.
Yeah, no
and then we can go through some of the other options to try and help you. It's reassuring to know that you have that window where you've got no symptoms at all, which means that there's almost certainly nothing to worry about. And I don't need to examine you today under those circumstances. But it might be worthwhile keeping a symptom diary.
Mm-hmm.
Your periods or your cycle's likely to be disrupted by this.
Yeah.
Which will be no surprise to you. And if what happened last time happens again, then hopefully you'll have no periods at all, which would be lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to prescribe you, shall I give you 3 months or 6 months worth of this for the
whatever
time
being? Whatever you think's the best option.
Well, you've used it before and you've been happy with it. If I give you 6 months and then before you run out of them, if you can make sure that you come back and see the nurse, and she'll be happy to prescribe you again.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do for completeness sake is just do your blood pressure and your weight today.
Yeah, no problem.
Do we need to talk about anything else today?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. So if I just get you to slip your jacket off, stand on the scales, we'll take your weight in kilograms, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
26. Wonderful. You up to date with your smears?
Yeah, I think so,
Okay. Your blood pressure's perfect.
Okay. 124
over 84. That's good. Did you want any support about your weight?
Well, it looks like I've gained a little bit since.
Have you got any?
I'm an emotional eater.
Okay.
So I know where it's come from, because when I do feel down, I eat.
Okay.
So I know what it is. So it's just.
Is there anything that I can do that would support you in doing something about your weight at the moment?
I have noticed recently that I've been putting a little bit on, so I am trying to get out a bit more and walk with a pushchair and eat a bit healthier, so I am addressing it.
Yeah. Are you short of your amitriptyline?
I think I'm due a prescription.
Okay, so I'll issue one of those today, and I'll also give you 6 months worth of the Cerel.
Brilliant. Yep.
And if you're not entirely happy with it within 3 months, then come back to me, either give me a call or come see me again. So with regard to your weight, if you wanted any extra support, there's additional help available on our website now.
Okay.
So if you go to Herrington MC and then share decision options, and then there's some audio clip from me talking to somebody else who wanted to address their weight concerns.
Yeah.
And then you could have a listen to that if you want.
Yeah.
And then linked to that, there's also some links of suggested possible diets and ways to improve. And there is a program for people who've got other health concerns aside from just their weight that link in with it. So oftentimes if they've got emotional health difficulties, then we can refer them to an organisation called Move to Improve.
Yeah.
So that might be something that in the future that we can consider for you.
Yeah, no problem. So
depending on how things are going on.
Lovely.
Do you have any questions at this stage?
No.
So the mini pill is one every day.
And can I just start that straight away?
You can start that straight away, yeah, because you're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
There's no chance of being pregnant at the moment. Nope. So just start taking one a day, every single day.
Yeah.
If you miss a pill, it probably doesn't matter to you too much, but if you did miss pills, then follow the leaflet, the advice on the leaflet about what to do about it, particularly if you have been in a relationship at all. Theoretically, it should be roughly the same time of day. There is a 12-hour window, but for you it's not so desperately important. So as long as it's most days, then it should be okay.
Yeah.
There's one for the Sorel, which is a daily one.
Yeah.
We should find your symptoms are pretty much gone within 3 months. If they haven't, then we need to talk again. The second one was the slightly higher dose of amitriptyline.
Yeah.
So you're going to go for maybe 1.25.
Yeah.
And here's a leaflet that tells you a little bit about what we're doing on the website at the moment. And you might choose to have a listen to that audio about the weight.
Yeah.
And then come back to us if you need any help.
Yeah. Lovely.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.